Good morning. Today's daf of Mitzvah Chav Gimel. We're on Chav Beis Amud Beis. We are towards the bottom of the Amud, and we're here in the second parak of the Masechta discussing the mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda. Find the lost item. You have to return the item. That part is easy. The hard part is establishing whether or not you have to return the item or you get to keep it. That's going to be a function if the owner has given up hope on getting the item back, otherwise known as Yeush. So if in fact there was Yeush, so that at that point in time the item is Hefker. I'm oversimplifying, but that's fine. That's the way Rashi described in the beginning of the Perek. And so therefore, with Yeush comes Hefker, and with Hefker you pick it up, you own it. So you get to keep it. But if there's a Simmon, so that means that there's no Yeush, and therefore it's not Hefker, and therefore it belongs to the original owner. And you have to go ahead and you have to search and look for that original owner. So you are now bound by the Torah to do the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda. So is there a Simmon or is there no Simmon? So that's a really simple question, but as we're going to see over the course of yesterday's daf and today's daf, it's a complicated answer because there are a number of times where Simmon is going to be open to interpretation as to whether there is or there isn't a Simmon. And let's get underway. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a small step backwards. I'm going to go back to the beginning of the sugya, Krichos Bershus HaRab Meheri L'Shalom. So we did this yesterday, but I'm going to go back anyway. So we're in Chav Beis Amud Beis. We're going to start with the two dots. So if I find Krichos, so Krichos are bundles of wheat. So, and they're found in the Rishos HaRabim, so you get to keep them. So, Amar Rabba Vafil B'davar Sheish Bo Simen. So Rabba says that even with a Simen, you get to keep it. Now why? So, we did this yesterday. Amar Kesav Rabba Simen Asuli Dares. So, lo have a Simen, because Rabba's position is very simple. And that is that it's not a permanent Simen, it's a temporary Simen. It was bundled together, and obviously it was bundled by the owner, and that obviously is an indication that it belonged to somebody, but he now knows that it's in the Rishos HaRabim. People are walking all the time through the Rishos HaRabim, trampling on the item. So whatever bundling and configuration it was, it won't be there. And he knows that because he remembers that he left it in the Rishos HaRabim. And so therefore, that's not going to be considered a Simen. So this is what's called Simen, that is Habali Dares. It's going to be trampled upon. And Rava Amar Lo Shanu Ela B'davashayin Bo Simen, Ava B'davashayish Bo Simen, Chayv Lahachris, Amar Kesav Rabba, Simen Asoli Dares, Havi Simen. And Rav, on the other hand, is in disagreement. He's of the position that even though it is a suili dares, nevertheless, it's still going to be considered a simon. Okay, so it's my machlokes between Rav and Ravin, as we pointed out yesterday. So it's a little bit hard to keep everything organized because not only is there a machlokes, but there's a machlokes with two amarim with effectively the same name. So and so just for pronunciation purposes, we did this yesterday. So Rabba with a hay is the, you know, you put a duggish in the base, and without the hay, so there's no duggish. And okay, so that's if you can hear the distinction. Anyway, so Simen HaAsuli Dari. So right now we're learning, and we're going to see it a couple of times over the course of this morning, and that is whether or not that's a simen or not a simen. There was a simen there. In other words, it was bundled together, configured with a knot and a certain number that are bundled together. Anyway, it has a simen, but because it's in Rishos HaRabim, it will get trampled upon. So now, does that have the status of a simen, yes or no? It's a machlokas amarayim. V'igit amasal ha'shmaita ba'be nafshe. Now, simen ha'asuli daris, rabba amar lo havi simen, rabba amar havi simen. Just another way of formatting this machlokas, some have it. It's a machlokas b'fnei atzma, meaning rather than just simply addressing our Mishnah, so the Amoraim debate this point straightforward. Now, Tanan. So we're going to go back to our Mishnah, Krichos, Bershos, Rab, Mahari, Lushalo, Bershos, Yachin, No Tol, Machris. So, if I find bundles of wheat, depends where I find it. In the Rishos Rabim, I get to keep it. In the Rishos Yachin, I have to look for its owner. So, Hechid, Amid, Alay, Bo, Simen. So, if there's no Simen on it, Bershos, Yachin, my Machris, I love Deisbu Simen, and Vekatani, Bershos, Rab, Mahari, Lushalo, Amma. Simen asuli daris lo havi simen, you have to derava. Good. Again, we're doing the same thing again. We're just reformatting. So our mishnah that says that it's krichos. So if it's private, in other words, I find a private area, I have to return it. Obviously, there's a simen. And so the contrast now, where it's in the Rishos HaRabim, obviously there's also a simen, but I get to keep it. Why do I get to keep it? Oh, I get to keep it because it's a simen asuli daris. It's going to get trampled on. Good. And if our analysis of the Mishnah is correct, so the Gemara just pointed out, so that's obviously difficult for Rava. Amlecha Rava lolam de leisbehu simen udikamard birshos yachid my machris makom. And so Rava will tell you no, the krichos under discussion, under review, do not have a simen. Oh, They don't have a siman. So I find the Rishus Yachid, I have to announce it. What am I announcing? Makom. I'm going to be announcing exactly where I found it. Meaning makom would be a siman. Rabba Amar, makom lavi siman. Now Rabba's counter argument to that is I just fundamentally disagree. And here now we have our second machlokus of what is or what isn't a siman. And that is location. In other words, I found it in a place, but I found it in a very specific place. So can I use that now to help use as a marker to identify its owner? And that also is a machlokus between Rabba and Rava. Didmar. Makom, Rabba Amar lo havisimen, Rava Amar havisimen. And whether or not using location as a marker is or isn't a simen is a machlokus between Rabba and Rava. Rabba's of the position that it's not a simen, and Rava says that it is a simen. A little bit later on in today's daf, we're going to go over a little bit more what's the svaras behind these two positions. Tashma. And so let's do this again. And we're going to go back to our Mishnah.
According to Rava, would you have to do both? Or could you just do one? Makom or simen?
Well, the positions are, in other words, according to Rava, so Rava says that...
Rava says it's a simen. Would you have to delineate both? Does the owner have to claim A, what was the simen, and B, where it was? Does he need both?
No, I'm sorry. No, according to Rava, who says it's a simen, that in of itself is a simen.
Right, you don't need both.
Correct. So Tashma, so the Gemara says, okay, now we're going to look. I said the Mishnah. I'm just going to quickly correct and edit the Braisa. So the Gemara now is going to be quoting a Braisa, very similar to our Mishnah, but you'll see. It's not exactly the same wording. It's a Braisa. So Krichos, Brishos, Arab, Mahari, Elu, Shalom. So again, you find bundles of wheat, and they're in the Rishos Aram, you get to keep them. Rishos HaYachid, Notol Machriz. Okay, now if I find in the private area, after announce. Now that, we learned in our Mishnah. But as we now continue in the Braisa, you'll see, additional point. What if we're talking about? Alumot. So what are alumot? So that's big wheat, big sheaves. Okay. By the dreams of Paro. So by the dream of Yosef. So anachnu me'almim alumim. So right, we were all these big sheaves. Okay, anyway. So bein v'rishos haram, bein v'rishos yachin otol machris. So it doesn't matter where you find them, you're going to be machris. Okay, so Rabba hechim etaritzla. So over here, so how are we going to understand it? Meaning in the Braisa, there's a clear distinction between your standard krichos, your bundles of wheat, versus these big sheaves. So and now, good, we know there's a distinction. How to understand the distinction coming up? So Rabba Mataris Latame. So and as far as Rabba's concerned, so so Rabba says besimen, and in other words, how exactly are you identifying its owner? Meaning there's a simen. And Rava Mataris Latame Makom. Now Rava will tell you that no, the identifying marker is going to be location. Rava Mataris Latame Simen Krichos Brishos Rav Mahari Lushlo. So as far as now understanding the case of Krichos in the Braisa. So if I find them in the Rishos Rav, I get to keep them. Why? Mishum Dimidrasa. So because people are walking all the time in, and once again, we're talking about where, even though there was a simen, but it's going to get knocked out. And any simen ha'asuri lidaris is not a simen. Again, this is according to Rabba. Rishos Yachid is the Lamidrasa. But if you're in a Rishos Yachid, so people are not going to step on it, and so therefore the simen will maintain, and therefore you can and need to identify the owner. Good. Now, when it comes to alumos, this is the analysis according to Rabba. Veha alumos ben Rishos Harab and ben Rishos Yachid Notol Machris. So Kevan Digavi and Lamidrasa. You know, the alumos are really big. I don't know, you don't know, but in other words, but we're assuming, of course, the alumos are really big. And so because they're so big, what are people going to do? Not walk on top of them, but they're going to sidestep them. So in other words, we're talking where there's a simen. In other words, this is Rabba's analysis of the Braisa. The Braisa is super consistent, all right, that there was a simen on all these items, but because the alumos are so big and people are going to sidestep them, so therefore the simen will maintain. And therefore they can be used and need to be used as a marker to identify the owner. Okay. That's all the Braisa according to Rava. Now we're going to do the same thing again, but now according to Rava. Rava Mataris Latame Makom Krichos Brishos Aram Hari Elu Shalo Diminashtafa. When it comes to Krichos that you find in the Rishos Arabim, so you get to keep it. Why? So remember now that according to Rava, Makom is a simen. So why now? In other words, I found them in a very specific place. So why isn't that a marker to help identify owner? The answer is very simple, says Rava. because in the Rishos Rabbim they get kicked around. So in other words, the place that you found them is not necessarily the place that they were lost. So as a result of that, we lost our marker of makom. That's why you get to keep them. So Birishos Yachid Chayv LaHachris Dolo Min Nashtefa. However, found in a private area where there's no traffic. So in other words, location now can serve as a marker. So Va'alamos Ben Birishos Rabbim Ben Birishos Yachid Notol Machris Kevin Diyakir Lo Min Nashtefa. Now the Alamos, they're big, they're heavy, says the Gemara, and so therefore they're not going to move location, and so therefore they're always going to be lost and found in the same location. And according to Rava, Makom is a simon, and so therefore that's why not only do you have to pick them up, you have to look for its owner. What are you going to be using as a marker for identification? Location. Okay, Tashma. We're going to do this again. Kikar Shonachtom. Hari Elu Shalom. So good. So this is our Mishnah. Now we're back in our Mishnah and we're talking about bread, but bread with no identification. It's Kikar Shonachtam. The baker produces the bread, obviously mass manufacturer. Every one of these loaves look the same. There's no marker in terms of identifying owner. Somebody bought it and then lost it, and there's no way to identify the owner. So if I find the kikaros in If I find the kikar shal nachtam hari elu shalom, I get to keep them. Now the deek in the Mishnah is very simple. Asha bala bais chayv lahachris. Now if it's a bala bais, if it's home baked bread, so now you have to announce. So shal bala bais my time. As far as the bala bais is concerned, so what's going on over there? What is the reason? Kevin the isbahu simon the made the yediyah rifta the inishinishu. So lo shna rishos harabim v'lo shna rishos yachin otam achris ama simon asuli daris avit simon tiyufta the rabba. So over here, when it comes to the home-baked bread, so everybody bakes it differently. Everyone's got their style. Everyone's got their braiding. In other words, it's unique and individual. And so therefore, it's easy to identify. And the Gemara now wants to know, how do you understand that? Meaning, I have to find its owner, where, regardless of where I find it, whether I found it Rishos HaRabim, Rishos HaYachid. In the Rishos HaRabim, you know, people are going to trample on it, and whatever simon there was, it's going to get lost. In other words, it's going to get disfigured, and I'm not going to be able to identify its owner. And still, it qualifies as simon. This is what we call the beginning of Shir today. Simon ha'asui li dares. It's going to get trampled on, and yet the Mishnah says, and the Mishnah doesn't say it, but it's a deek in the Mishnah, but still, the Mishnah gives clear implication that I have to announce in order to find its owner. So this is simon ha'asui li dares. It still qualifies as a simon, and obviously this is difficult for Rabba. Amlecha Rabba, ha'asamayinu taima mishum dein ma'avirin al ochlin. So the Gemara says, well, we're talking now about bread, right? Yes, we're talking about bread. You know the halach is in ma'avirin al ochlin. Look at Rashi over here, he writes, lav lashon drisahu, ela kamo ein ma'avirin al mitzvos. I didn't want that Rashi, I wanted the Rashi before. Ein ma'avir na la ochlin, ha'motzi ochlin b'derech. So let's say you find food, ein rashay la'avur aleim olani chamsham. So what you're not allowed to do is that you're not allowed to just simply walk past it. In other words, you have to pick it up. Right? In other words, food that is obviously edible and prepared. And I know that because just minutes earlier in today's daf, we were talking about sheaves. Now the sheaves also is food, right? I assume we're talking about sheaves of wheat. So over here, I have to assume that when we say ochel over here, it means it's ready to eat, it's bread. So, and Rashi writes that what you're not allowed to do is you're not allowed to just walk by. If you see it, pick it up. And by extension, if you're the first one who encountered it, it means had somebody else encountered it, he would have picked it up. So it's never going to get trampled on. Oh, okay, good. And as a result of that, this is not a case of simon ha'asui li dares, because no one's going to trample on it. You're the first one who found it. You're going to pick it up.
Where do you announce it?
The exactly how to announce it, where to announce it. In other words, whatever practically serves as public proclamation. The Gemara doesn't discuss it much.
Yeah.
So it's really an excellent question. That's why I turned to Rashi. In other words, hoping that Rashi would speak a little bit more about what exactly the issue is. Is it an Isser, Right? Tosfos discussed a little bit further on this topic. It's the first Tosfos on the Amud. Happens to be that Tosfos sides with Rashi. Tosfos offers a pshat that he himself doesn't like, but he ends up siding with Rashi. Really good questions. A little bit unclear in terms of what the nature of this is. But still, in other words, but the point of the Gemara is very clear. It is not asui lidaris. In other words, but what are the governing issues over here? That part I have to admit is not super clear. So the Gemara says, now what about Nachrim? Meaning that as far as Jews are concerned, so they have this requirement, they have this guidance of Ein Ma'avir Nala Ochlin. But non-Jews don't have this issue. So in other words, and it's in the street, and everyone's walking, Jew and non-Jew are walking, why aren't we worried that the non-Jew will trample it? So the Gemara says, you know why? So the Gemara says, yeah, but as far as the non-Jew is concerned, so we're worried about Kishuv. They are worried about Kishuv. You know, sorcery and magic. You know, we Jews, so we love sorcery and we love magic. Now, there's nothing. It's obviously it's their perspective. So their perspective, and Rashi writes this: Chayshul Kshafim Svurim Shemachmas Kshafim Unchol Sham Kedela LaHachshul Adorsim Aleihem. So Rashi writes very clearly. In other words, it's clearly their perception, meaning there's bread left out in the street. That bread is cursed, and this is the perspective of the non-Jew on the bread, and as a result of that, they will avoid it. Now they're not going to pick it up like we would, meaning we the Jews would pick it up, right? See the previous Rashi. So, but meanwhile, however, they're not going to step on it because of their superstition. So the Vahaika Behema of Klavim, the Gemara says, okay, so we know why the Jew is not going to trample it. We know why the non-Jew is not going to trample it. But you do have animals, and animals are not superstitious. I mean, they're not intelligent, but they're not superstitious. So the Gemara says, okay, fair point, and we're going to have to give an ukimta, and the ukimta is that there is no animal traffic, there's no dog traffic, and so therefore there's only human traffic, and we just got to explain why no human is going to step on it. Okay. So where are we right now? So there are, just without going through all the details right now, so there are two points that we're turning on in terms of what is and what isn't a siman. And so we are about a quarter of the way through today's daf, and basically two points of issue. One is a siman ha'asui lidares. It has a siman, but it's going to get trampled on. And so is that qualifies as a siman, yes or no? That's a machlokas amarayim between Rabba and Rava. And also makom. In other words, identification of location. I pick it up, I know exactly where it was, and so could I use that as a marker of identifying its owner? That too is a machlokas between Rabba and Rava as to whether or not that serves as a siman, yes or no. Okay. Lema ketanai. We are now on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, and about halfway down the Amud, and what we're proposing right now is that maybe it's a machlokas tanaim. Rabbi Yehuda Amar called Davish Yesh Boshinoi, Chayav Lahachris, so Ketzan Matzah Eagle, Uvisochel Cheres, Kikar, Uvisochel Maus. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda is of the position that anything that is off, different, strange, so anything like that, so now what you have to do is you have to announce. So two examples that are given, and that is that you have a cake of figs and there's earthenware in it. Alternatively, there's bread and there's money in it. Now, that's strange, and that's exactly the point. Meaning, because even though they are, the items themselves may be nondescript, however, considering the fact now that I've got a fig cake with cheres, I've got bread with money, so because of the unusual combination of the two, that serves as a marker to identify its owner. Now, just look at the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, right? At the beginning of the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda is arguing with the Tanakama, meaning even though we didn't read the Tanakama, but implicit in the Braisa is that there's a Tanakama who's arguing on this position. So, and according to the Tanakama, Hare Elu Shalom. So now the Tanakama will tell you that, look, these are nondescript items. It's a little bit strange. It's a little bit unusual. Yeah, that's true, but the items themselves don't have any clear distinction, any clear simon. You get to keep it. So now we know we have a machlokes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, and now we're going to try on a whole different couple, a whole number of explanations of what is turning on this machlokes. Savru adukoleama simen haba me'elav have simen. Now, the Gemara describes as a simen haba me'elav. Okay, the simen over here, there's no stamp, there's no marker, there's no tie, there's no knot. In other words, it's just simen haba me'elav. I found some cheris in the fig cake. Could have happened on its own. That's a simen haba me'elav. This is a new idea that we're introducing in the discussion of simonim. This is not to be confused with simen ha'asui lidares, which we discussed earlier. This is what's called simen haba me'elav, a natural simen. So the, right, and if I may just help us understand this even a little bit better, meaning what am I doing with the fig cake? How am I making the fig cake? So I need some sort of mold. So maybe what I used as a mold is earthenware, right? I had an earthenware cylinder, and I used the earthenware as a mold. And now as I'm pressing the figs into the earthenware, so a little bit of the earthenware cracks off and goes right into the fig cake. Okay. I know all this is unappetizing, but that's not the point. The point now is that there's a natural explanation of what the cheres is doing in the fig cake. Now, notice, by the way, it was easy for me to explain how exactly the earthenware fell into the fig cake. You're going to watch me struggle. you're going to watch me struggle trying to explain how naturally the money fell right into the bread. I don't know. I can be creative, but you know what? Let me just leave off as I'm going to struggle. So we are going to assume. So the Gemara here, this is classic Gemara. We have a machlokas on a common Rabbi Yehuda. We know they're arguing. We don't know what they're arguing. What are they turning on? So the Gemara is going to lock in a couple of issues where it's not an issue and therefore leave one variable open. But of course, however, because there's so many variables, so therefore we could do this on, we can have them turn on so many different issues. And that's exactly what we're going to do. So let's do the following. This is going to be round number one. Savrua dekuleyama simen habame elav havi simen. So any simen which is a quote unquote natural simen, so that still qualifies as a simen. And mavir nala ochlin, and what you're allowed to do is you're allowed to walk right over food and trample food. And my lav b'simen asuli daros kamilfugi mar savra lo havi simen or mar savra havi simen. And because it's in the Rishos HaRabim, it will be trampled on. And I know it's food, but we just said that right now we're assuming that you're allowed to walk over food and trample the food. So the only thing left in terms of what is open for debate is simen ha'asui lidares. So it will be trampled on, and maybe their machlokas is whether or not that is or that isn't a simen, and that will be now a reflection of the machlokas between Rav and Rava. So the Gemara says, okay, round number two. Amar Rav Zimni Mishmei de Ravi Isak Adacha Dekasavetana Kama Simen Asui Lidares Lavi Simen. And ma'avir nala ochlin ki karish ol balabais b'rishos harabim amay machris. So, if you're of the position that the simen hasuli daris is not a simen, and you're allowed to walk over food, so now if I find ki karish ol balabais in the rishos harabim, so then there would be no need to announce because it's going to get trampled, and that's not a simen, and the and we assume that people are just going to walk right over it. So, El Amar Zid Mishmei the Rav the Kolei Amar Savi Simen Asuli Daros Savi Simen Umavir Nala Ochlin. So we're gonna change the settings a little bit. We're going to assume that a simen that is going to be trampled on is in fact a simen, and we're going to assume that you're allowed to walk over food. V'acha b'simen haba me'elav kemiflagit tanakam savar simen haba me'elav la'avi simen Rav Yehuda savar havi simen, a natural occurring simanim. The cheres in the fig cake. What they're arguing about is whether or not that is or that isn't a simen. Rabba Amalecha. So now this is round number three of how to explain the machlokas. Dekuli amasimen asuli daros lavi simen. And ein mavir nala ochlin. Trampled simanim is not a simen. You're not allowed to walk over food. V'hacha b'simen haba me'elav kemiflagi. Tanakama savar simen haba me'elav lavi simen. Rav Yehuda savar havi simen. And the machlokas is whether or not it's a natural occurring simen. Ika de Amre Savrua. Here we go now with another proposal of how to understand the machlokas. And that is that everyone holds that simen haba me'elav havi simen. Natural occurring simanim or simanim. V'simen asuli daros lavi simen. Anything that will be trampled is not a simen. So my lav, And so what's that issue over here is whether or not you're allowed to or you're not allowed to walk over food. And if those are the settings, we're going to get stuck. Because now, what about, I have home-baked bread, and it's in the Rishus HaRabim, so why do I need to announce it? So the simon is going to get trampled on, because again, we set the settings where you're allowed to trample, so the simon is going to get trampled on, and we're subscribing to the viewpoint that a simon HaSuli Darus is not considered a simon, there's no need to announce it. And meanwhile, in the Mishnah, it says clearly that home-baked bread you do need to announce. So El Amar Zin Mishmei Deravid Kulei Amasav Siman Asuli Daris Havi Siman Umavir Al Ochlem Vahacha Besiman Abba Me'elav Kamiflegi Tanakam Asav Siman Abba Me'elav Lavi Siman Rav Yehuda Asav Havi Siman. And so what they're arguing about is natural occurring simanim. Rav Amar Lachad Kulei Amasiman Asuli Daris Lavi Siman Ve'ein Ma'avir Al Ochlem. So here in the second version, once again, we're going to change some of the settings. We are going to assume that you're not allowed to walk over food and a simon hasuli daris is not going to be considered a simon, and hacha b'simon abba me'elav kemiflegi tanakama sever simon abba me'elav lavi simon and Rav Yehuda sever havi simon. Okay, so I know it sounds like we're repeating, but in other words, this is just simply an ika d'amre. It is the second version, so yes, we are in fact repeating. Amar zvim mishmei derava. Okay, before we go on, now's a good time to pause. Just breathe for a second. Okay, so we have now added in today's daf a third possible machlokus in terms of what is and what isn't a simen, and that is simen haba me'elav, a natural occurring simen. I got a fig cake, but now there's cheres in the fig cake. How did the cheres get there? That's unusual. That's strange. Yeah, but there is an explanation in that. When I put the fig in the mold, so some of the cheres went into the fig. Alternatively, the owner put the cheres in the fig to be serving as a simen. So is that a simen? Yes or no? So again, another machlokus in today's daf, and whether that is or that isn't a simon. So we have three markers which may or may not be a simon. Simon ha'asuli dares, that's one. Makom, that's two. And simon haba me'elav. Good. So that is what we are debating here on the first part of today's daf. Chav gimel amud aleph in Bab Metzia. Amar zmin mishmei derava klal david etakim and amar vayli lechasaron kis miyayish lemina. Okay, what does Yesh look like? So, right, kind of a point that we could have said, right, at the get-go, right out of the gate of the second parak, but okay, we're not that far into the second parak, and so the Gemara now tells us, what does Yesh look like? What does it sound like? The owner says, Vayli l'chisaron kis, meaning I've given up hope on getting it back. So when he articulates that, so now that qualifies as Yesh, and so whoever finds it from that point going forward is allowed to keep it. The Rashba on this Gemara writes that the only time that you need articulation and verbalization is only for a lost item with a simen. If I have a lost item that's nondescript and there's no simen, so there doesn't need to be articulation. In other words, there, the safe assumption is that on a nondescript item where there's no marker, so then by default, de facto, the owner is going to have yeish. The only time that you need to verbalize is only with an item with a simen. And the owner said, look, I forget it. I'm not going to get it back.
And farm shabalegan at farm?
Well, for a davish ainbo simon?
Farm shabalegan at farm. Like if you don't articulate.
Oh, right, correct. In other words, with a simon, we have to assume that he's going to want it back and that he retains ownership and only, right, correct. And only when he articulates it, then and only then. Amr zimish made the rabbi hilchasa krichas birshas rabim hare elu shalom. So, bundles of sheaves. So and they found in the Rishos Arabim, so you get to keep them. Over Rishos Yachid, e derech nefila, so harei l'shalom, e derech hanacha, no tol machris. So it depends now whether or not they were found having in a fallen state or placed over there, right? So this forensic evidence we did already earlier, so but we get to do it again, and that is that forensically you could look at the way it is laid out on the floor, and you could tell whether this was a drop or whether this was a placement. If it was a drop, so then you can go ahead and you can keep it. If it was a placement, so then you have to announce. And what are you announcing? Location. In other words, it was deliberately placed in this place, and it's a non-public area, so therefore you have to announce, and you're going to be announcing the makom. So, I just read that, no tol machris, no till machris. So vizem b'davar she'ein bo siman. Avav b'davar she'yesh bo siman. Lo shnam b'rishos harabim. Lo shnam b'rishos hayachid. Bein derech nefila. Bein derech hanacha. Chayv lahachris. That's all talking about items which are nondescript. But anything that has a marker, that has a siman, so then what you have to do is that, regardless of where you found it, you're going to pick it up and you're going to look for its owner. Okay. So the Gemara says that, in fact, is the halacha. Okay. We're now on to the Amud Beis. Chaf Gim Amud Beis, Macharoses. Macharoses shall dog him. So what we learned in our Mishnah is that you find a string of fish. Okay. So here we are now. Fish, they're tied together. Right. So someone went fishing and now, well, right, ready to go to market and strung it together, or maybe in the market, whatever, regardless. And the fish were all strung together, but again, they're nondescript fish, and so therefore, if you find it, you get to keep it. So far, so good, right? So I'm Lavi Kesher Simmons. So the Gemara says, okay, but they were tied together. You know, everyone's got their knots. And isn't that serve as a simmon? So the Gemara says, Bekitra decided. So no, in other words, the fishermen all have one standard knot. So we're looking here at a standard knot. Standard knot, obviously nondescript. It's not a marker. But I have a minyan simmon. So a minyan deshavin. Okay, yeah, but there's a number over there, meaning how many fish are actually strung together. And isn't that going to be serving as a marker? Again, the Gemara says standard. There's a standard amount of how many fish are tied together. Once again, it's nondescript. It's not a marker. So now the Gemara wants to discuss more generically, meaning over here, there's a standard amount of how much fish are tied together. Great. But it's good. So let's leave the world of fish. Let's just talk in general. You lose items, and now can I use the number of items I'm lost? Is minyan going to be serving as a marker, yes or no? So this question was posed to Rav Sheshes. I'm Elohu, Rav Sheshes Tenisua. So Rav Sheshes says, I know the answer. And that is, in a brisa, matzah klei kesef klei nechoshes gasteron shel avar, that's lead, v'chol klei matachos, anything metal. Hare zeh lo yachzer. So the ad sheyitein os, o ad sheyichavein mishkalosav. So what he has to do is he has to give an os, meaning that there has to be something telltale in the item itself that indicates it's his. Let's say he carved his name into the item. That'd be a fantastic oath. Or alternatively, he can tell you how much it weighed. Ah. So now the Gemara makes the following jump. And that is, amid the Mishkal Havisimen, Mida, the Minyan Nami Havisimen. Well, if weight can be served as a marker and a simen that you are the owner, well, then it goes without saying, measurement and count can also be used as well. If you have a way of measuring the item, any form, any unit of measurement, weight, length, or number, so then it's going to work. So it's so interesting. The Gemara over here made the following logical leap, and that is, well, if I can identify its weight, then for sure I can identify. Then number for sure would prove that I'm the owner. And somehow, right, weight is less of a marker than that of the number of items that they are. Right? Just, in other words, before I mention Tosfos, if you just think about it, meaning weight seems to be much more specific, much more, it's like much more, right, personalized information. If you can tell how much the item weighs. Okay, anyway, but it's clear from the Gemara over here that weight is less of an identifying marker. And if that's sufficient, then for sure the number is going to be an identifying marker as well. Anyway, Tosfos points out over here that from other Gemaras, it sounds not that way. Okay, Tosfos over here gives an answer. Anyway, see Tosfos inside. The Tosfos I'm making reference to that I'm not going through is the second Tosfos. Anyway, so the chaticha shabbos v'chulei amai lahave mishkal asimen. Okay, so what if I find chaticha shabbosar? So the Mishnah taught us that that's hare elu shalo. So you find a piece of meat lying around, so you get to keep it. Okay, so the Gemara says mishkal. You know, we just learned together that weight is a marker. It's a simen. So the owner can identify by telling you how much it weighed. He knows how much it weighed. He's the owner. And so why can we use that as a marker? So by Mishkal Adushavim, the Gemara says, yeah, but there's a standard cut that's cut for everybody. And so what was lost, a pound of meat was lost. So, and typically they're sold by the pound. It no longer serves as a marker. So v'tehav v'chaticha gufa simen. Da'atma. So the Gemara says, okay, now, it's cut, but you know, people cut their meat in different styles. And so isn't the actual cut itself going to be serving as a siman? Or alternatively, in other words, it's a cut of meat, but that animal is really big. And can't he tell you what cut it is? It's from the neck. It's from the thigh. Milo tanya matzah chatichos dagim v'dag nashuch chayev lahachris. Chayev lahachris. And so if I find a cut fish, or the fish was bitten into, and you can identify, meaning the retriever says, "I found fish," and you say, "Yeah, that fish belongs to me," and there was a bite on it, right? So somebody else must have bit that fish. So the chavir shoyam v'shal shemen v'shal tzvo v'shal groger as v'shal zaitim harei elu shalom. But if all I find is just a barrel of wine or oil or grain or figs or olives, so those are nondescript and you get to keep them. So anyway, but the first part of the brisa clearly tells us that the simple cut itself, everyone cuts in their own unique way, and that's going to be serving as a marker. Why don't we say the same thing by meat that's found in the street? So So as far as the brisa is concerned, the brisa was not talking about just a cut, but in other words, the brisa was talking about it was cut in a really unusual fashion. So the kihada rava beravuna machtechle atalsa karnasa. You know, when Rava Baravuna would cut his meat, he would cut it in triangular shape. And the reason why he did that is so that it wouldn't get confused with anyone else's meat. So because it was cut in this really strange triangular shape, that kind of cut is going to be serving as a marker. But in other words, but to say that, he cut with the grain versus he cut against the grain, meaning if it's those kinds of subtleties, that will not be serving as a marker. And you know, by the way, we're saying the right pshat in the brisa. That is the correct pshat. Because in the brisa itself, what did the brisa also give as an example? The fish was bitten into. That's very specific. In other words, that's not just I know the method in which he cuts. That's a very specific notation of, I am the owner because that particular fish was bitten into. I'll tell you where it was bitten into. And in other words, that's okay, good. That's highly unusual. So when we're also describing a cut as a marker, we're also describing it in a highly unusual manner. Now, just moments earlier, we quoted the brisa, and in the brisa it says that if I have if I find barrels of wine and all other items, you get to keep it. So the Gemara says, "V'hatanan kadei yain v'kadei shem chayv lahachris." Now, very simple stira between the brisa we just learned and the upcoming Mishnah. The Mishnah in Chafe is going to teach us that if I find barrels of wine, barrels of oil, so I have to announce it. So we just are in the middle of a very basic stira. Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rav Masisim Berashim. The Mishnah is talking about where those barrels were sealed. And if you look at Rashi over here, Rashi is right by the triangle. If I can give you a simon in terms of where to find the Rashi. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So Berashim, Chavi Osem Shel Cheres Hayim. So Rashi describes that the general practice was the barrels were made out of earthenware. Vigapim Osam Bimagufas Cheres. And what they do is that they were sealed. A lid was put on the top. The lid itself was made out of earthenware. Visorkin Tit Saviv Ladeva Kamagefa Shelo Yetzer Reachayayin. And then they were sealed. They were sealed with some sort of paste, some adhesion. So now, Rashi over here, this is where you get to see Rashi flex his knowledge on wine and manufacturing. So So Rashi writes over here that, you know, in the months of Shvat and Nisan, presumably between those months, meaning that's exactly where we are in Adar. So so we're going to be selling 10, 15 together. So what they do now is they remove the lids in order to taste. And after having a tasting to make sure it's good, so then they're going to get resealed. So now the resealing, so that's personalized. And so because it's personalized, so therefore, it can be used as a marker. Some people reseal, some people don't reseal. So the resealing of these barrels are personalized, and therefore they can be used as a siman to identify owner. That's a lot of information, but under those circumstances, that's where you can identify, and that's what the Mishnah was describing. Meaning the Braisa was talking about where they were sealed generically, and therefore they can't be used as a marker. The Mishnah that says that you have to announce it is talking about where they were personalized seals. So Michlal de Braisa Pasuch, Iba Pasuch, Aveda Medasi. Now, if the Braisa is talking about cases where they were not resealed, that means they were left open, right? And if they were left open, so who's leaving a barrel of wine open and out in the street? In other words, obviously he's giving it up. So that's Aveda Midas. And at that point in time, I don't need the Braisa to teach me that. Someone leaves a barrel of wine open out in the street, you know what he's doing? Basically, here, take it. So Amar Avoshia Bemetziv. So what he did is that he put the lid back on, but he didn't seal the lid back on. So Abai Amar Filotami Devi Debarashim. Abai will give a different answer how to be Miyashiv of the Braisa and the Mishnah. Braisa says you find barrels, you get to keep it. Mishnah tells us you find barrels, you have to announce it. Which way are we going to go? Up until now, our offering of an answer is that the Braisa is talking about where they were not resealed. The Mishnah is talking about where they were resealed. Okay. Abai says no need for that. They were both resealed. So, v'lo kasha kam kona sheniftechu atzaros, kan la'achar sheniftechu atzaros. So, if we're talking about times of sale or versus times where it is not yet open to the public. Rashi writes, kona sheniftechu atzaros, sha'adayin lo higia zman, mochre echavis v'yachid, v'amahu da'avid, have a roshan simon. So, before the market, so who's opening up the barrels? Very few people are opening up the barrels now. The fact that they were open and resealed, that's a marker. That's a simon. But once we're now at market time, everyone's opening, everyone's resealing. At that point in time, the resealing cannot be used as a simon. And the Gemara just gives us a quick Meister Shahaya. And that is that Rav Yaakov Bar Abba found a barrel of wine. And what time was it? Right? Niftichu atzaros. The markets were open already. So he found a barrel of wine, but the markets already were open. So everyone opened the barrels and everyone's now resealing. And he goes to Abai and he says, look, I got nothing. Meaning, I got a barrel of wine, but I got no markers that identifies its owner. Do I have to announce it? Do I keep it? And he says, keep it. And we're going to assume over here, right? The Gemara is supporting Abai's answer, presumably. So we're going to assume over here that what happened was is that it was open and it was resealed. But because it's niftichu atzaros, but it's market time, so everyone's doing that. So now we no longer have a siman, and in fact, he told them you can keep it. Okay. Let's do a little bit more for today. Ba'mine Rabbi Mime Rav Nachman. So makom havi siman, alo havi siman. So we go back to makom. So chav gimel min aleph today, we already know it's machlokas amarayim between Rabba and Rava, whether or not makom is or isn't a siman. So the Gemara now is going to reopen this issue of whether or not makom is a siman or not. Location. Meaning simply identifying its owner by, where did I find it? So Amar Leitanisua. So I'm sorry, the question over here, the Gemara now is formatting this as a question that was posed to Rav Nachman. So is Makom a Siman? Amar Leitanisua. So he says, okay, so I have a brace. So we go back to our brace. Right, the brisa that we were introduced to on the bottom of the Amud Aleph. So now we revisit that brisa. I have a barrel. I find it. I can keep it. Okay, good. And just remember, in other words, the brisa went against the upcoming Mishnah, and the Gemara gave two answers. But that's just all what we learned earlier. Now the Gemara wants to know, what about makom? So v'isa gedacha makom havi siman kruz makom. So in other words, now if makom is a siman, so what you should do is use the makom as an identifier. So I'm Razud, Hakabai Maiskin and Birakted in Nahara. So no, Makom is not going to be a simon. You know why? We found it at the port. And at the port, what's happening? Everyone's unloading the boat. So here we go now, barrel after barrel being unloaded. And now, where did I find it? At the port. Mazel tov. That is not going to be a way of identifying its owner. Amar of Mari, my time, Amar Rabbanan, Rakhtanar Law, Visiman, Darmin, and Lake, Yechadi, Israeli, Ditchai, Israeli, Namel, Chavrech. And the Gemara over here gives a very straightforward explanation in terms of why is it that at the port, Makkum is not going to be a Simon? Because of the high traffic of barrels being unloaded. So what happened over here? Oh, you know, I left my barrel right over there. Yes, yeah, so did so many other people. So, Ika Darmi, Amar of Mari, my time, Amar Rabbanan, Makam lo avi simon darmin alek yechad yisrami lidcha hay makam yisrami nam lechavrech hay makam. Now in this second version of just saying it over, so why is it that makam is not going to be a simon over here in the second version? By the way, we're not limiting it to the port in the second version. We're just saying it more generically, meaning makam is not a simon. Obviously, it's a machlokus, but this second ika d'amre is just going to take the assumption, the position, that Makkum is not a Simon. Why not? Because I lost it there, but so did other people as well. Meaning it's just simply not going to be a way of identifying some ownership, some unique ownership. One quick story. I will gavad yishkache kufra bei ma'atzata. So what a person found was tar, pitch. And he found it in the... Not the vineyard, but in the wine press. Thank you. Also, lekami derav. So I'm relay zilshkol nafshech chazia dehave kam michasem. So now, right. So this person went to right. We don't know who the person is. So this person went to Rav and he asked Rav, "Okay, can I keep it? Can I keep the pitch?" And Rav says to him, "Sure, zilshkol nafshech. Go ahead, keep it. No problem." So Chazir David Kamechasim and Rav saw that this person was equivocating. Okay, in other words, Rav gave him a psak, but whatever. He didn't want to keep something that didn't belong to him, even though Rav said you can keep it. Okay. So Amalei Zilplog Lechia Bri Binei. So Rav says, okay, you're worried about how confident I am about my psak. I'm so confident that what you could do is you can go ahead and split it with my son. Meaning you can keep it and you can give part of it to my son. And in other words, you think I'm going to allow my son to take anything that doesn't belong that wouldn't belong to him? I would never do that. So you can go ahead and you can split it with him. A couple comments over here. Number one, Rav's uncle was Rabbi Chia, and his son, his name is Rabbi Chia. Like surrounding his life by a series of Rabbi Chias. That's number one. Number two is that the Yavis makes this point. I saw this in the notes. And that is that why doesn't he just simply say, give half of it to me? So, but we all know the answer. The Ivet speaks it out. And that is at that point in time, that's not going to make him confident that it really belongs to him. It's just going to do is raise suspicion of, oh, you know what? Let's split it. In other words, he's a Rav. He shouldn't be engaging in that kind of behavior where he's going to keep half of it for himself. Okay, anyway. So, okay, now what we also get from the story is that, well, obviously you found the pitch, that barrel of tar in the wine press, and you found it specifically in a location in the wine press. Why isn't Makkum serving as a marker? So Amar Rabbi Abba Mishum Yesh Balam Naguba Dechaz Dekadche Bei Chilfi. So So at that point in time, we know there was Yesh. Meaning, how do I know there was Yesh? Because that barrel of pitch spent so much time over there that thorns were growing out of it. Now, again, practically speaking, I don't know why thorns are growing out of it. But the point is, it's been there for a really long time. You can assume Yesh. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Good. All right. Perfect. Two dots. Adkan. We'll stop over here. Tomorrow we pick it up with the two dots.